retired vet who served in Tim Walz's unit calls his 30 trips to China really suspicious. By Christina Wong on September 3, 2024. Tom Schilling, a retired Army Sergeant First Class who served in Governor Tim Walz's DMM unit, said Monday during an interview that the governor's 30 trips to China while serving in the National Guard alarms me the most. Four veterans who served with Walz, including Schilling, criticized the Democrat vice presidential candidate during an interview on the Megyn Kelly show for lying about his retired rank and for deciding to retire just before his unit deployed to Iraq. Watch Tim Walz lie about his rank, insinuate to Gold Star parents he came back from war. Schilling said, "The thing that alarms me the most on this, that I heard on the news, was he's been to China 30 times. He's a high-ranking person, and in Nebraska they had an artillery unit and they were dealing with classified stuff that they were firing. And he went to China like 30 times. And I think that's really suspicious. I'd really like to hear more about that, before we've got a problem with China. With people buying off some of our congressmen. It's all over the place, besides the stolen valor and all the stuff he did. Now with this it's just not right, especially with China," Schilling said. Walz has bragged that he visited China about 30 times, including when he was a member of the National Guard. Walz joined the National Guard in 1981, first visited China in 1989 to 1990, and would return in 1993 with high school students, with help and funding from the Chinese government. After he got married on the fifth anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, he brought his wife there in 1994 for his honeymoon, along with more students and with more funding from the Chinese government. He and his wife started a small for-profit business bringing students to China on summer tours. Watch the video. Security experts recently told Breitbart News that service members with security clearances would be required to report trips to countries hostile to U.S. interests beforehand. Breitbart News has asked the Minnesota National Guard if Walz had a security clearance while serving, but did not get a response. House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee Chairman Jim Banks, RN, a Navy veteran, has also queried the Pentagon for answers, but has also received no response. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, is also conducting an investigation into Walz's travels to China and has requested information from the FBI about whether or not they ever warned Walz about security risks and dealing with China. His deadline for a response from the FBI was August 30, but an aide told Breitbart News he has still not received a response. Army Command Sergeant Major, retired, Tom Behrens, who was also interviewed, added, "Well, if you sold out your guard unit and abandoned them, I mean, what are you going to do at the national level?" Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.